Last week, an independent United Nations commission who interviewed more than 225 people issued a report. What it said was that your government committed crimes against humanity. And they went on, torture, rape, and other forms of sexual violence against protesters, including against children. What do you say to them? I mean, what I'm saying again and again is that protesters were beaten. Things happened to them. Do you acknowledge that? Do you acknowledge what the UN said?
Very simply, I would say send us the documents and the concrete evidences that you have, and we'll see if that's true or not. You have a lot of allegations now.
Did the UN not send you these documents?
Nothing at all.
You mean the first you're
they didn't
here?
Send, they don't have even the names. Who are the rape people or who are the torture people? Who are they? We don't have any name. They didn't.
But they've issued... Mr. President, they have issued this report. They have accused... you and your regime.
According to what?
Well, according to what they said, 225 people, witnesses, men, women, children, whom they interviewed and identified. And that's when they called it crimes against humanity.
We are government. We have government. We have institutions. They should send us the documents. As long as we don't see the documents and the evidences, we cannot say yes. That's normal. We cannot say just because the United Nations. Who said that the United Nations is a credible institution, first of all?
Who says that the United
Nations... Who said? We know that you have the double standard in the world, in the United States policy, in the United Nations that's controlled by the United States and the West. So it has no credibility. So it's about evidences and documents. Whenever they have, we can discuss it. Just to discuss a report that we don't see any reality related to it, just a waste of time.
You do not think that the United Nations is a credible organization?
No, for one reason. They haven't implemented, they never implemented any of the resolutions that related to the Arab world, for example, to the Palestinians, to the Syrian land. Why don't they? If they talk about human rights, what about the Palestinians suffering in the occupied territory? What about my land and my people that left their land because it's occupied by Israel? Of course not.
You have
for every citizen, it's not for me as president. I'm telling you about the perception in the whole region.
You do not think the United Nations is credible?
No. Never. It's not something new before my generation. Uh-huh. It's something we inherited as a concept, as belief.
You have an ambassador to the United Nations.
Yeah. It's a game you play, but that doesn't mean you believe in it.